Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. Pakistan's military and political leadership chooses the Pharaoh Trump of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers. O armed forces of Pakistan, you must now decide with whom you stand. On Wednesday the 21st of January, Pakistan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced that Pakistan has accepted an invitation to join the so-called quote-unquote Board of Peace, established to facilitate the colonialist occupation of Gaza Hashem by the Pharaoh Trump. The Prime Minister of the Jewish entity, Benjamin Netanyahu, will also be part of this board, while Trump will enjoy veto power over all decisions. The very next day, General Asim Munir and Shahbaz Sharif travel to Davos to sign the board's mandate agreement, appearing like loyal followers of Trump. The Asim Shahbaz government has aligned itself on one page with the Jewish entity and Trump to strengthen Jewish control over the Blessed Land of Palestine and to crush the Muslim resistance, including Hamas. For this purpose, Pakistan's armed forces will carry out operations under the command of an American crusader general. The reality is now clear to all. Pakistan's political and military leadership hopes to reap economic benefits from the American world order by submitting to Trump's servitude and keeping Pakistan as a subordinate state of the United States. At the same Davos conference, Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner presented his plan for Gaza, housing societies, wine bars and obscene beaches built all over the graves of the Muslims of Palestine. This plan will be implemented by placing the boots of Muslim armies on the necks of the oppressed Muslims of Palestine under the leadership of an American general while crushing their resistance. Is this the quote-unquote lasting peace and quote-unquote permanent ceasefire that the Asim Shahbaz government speaks of? Palestine is the land of the prophets, alayhum salam. It is a blessed land whose sanctity Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Noble Quran.
سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير.
Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who took his servant by night from al-Masjid al-Haram to al-Masjid al-Aqsa, whose surroundings we have blessed to show him of our signs. Indeed, he is all-hearing and all-seeing. Surah Al-Isra, verse 1. The unarmed Muslims of Palestine have sacrificed thousands of lives, yet have not surrendered before the Jews. Despite possessing only limited weaponry, their resistance confronted the combined power of the disbelieving world, but they did not surrender or trade their land, even though they live like prisoners behind bars. In contrast, the head of the most powerful army in the Muslim world, a nuclear power who claims to be a memorizer of the Quran, has turned away from the Sharia obligation of jihad and stands subserviently in Davos, having surrendered without firing a single bullet before the American world order. O armed forces of Pakistan, what more remains to be seen? Isn't the policy of your leadership nothing but flattery of Trump and slavery to America? The political and military leadership has chosen Trump over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers. Pakistan's rulers have openly declared their obedience to the non-Islamic authority, Taghut, whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded disbelief in Taghut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran,
أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يَزْعُمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ يُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ وقد أمروا أن يكفروا به ويريد الشيطان أن يضلهم ضلالا بعيدا.
Have you not seen those who claim to believe in what was revealed to you and what was revealed before you, yet they wish to seek judgment from Taghut even though they were commanded to reject it, and Satan wishes to lead them far astray? Surah An-Nisa, verse 60. Now the decision rests with you. This is the time for action. Your hesitation, confusion and lack of decisive judgment have placed Pakistan today in the ranks of Netanyahu's allies, something even a traitor like Pervez Musharraf did not dare to do. Decide now and put in your tawakkul reliance upon Allah. Grant Nusra military support to Hizb ut-Tahrir for the establishment of the Khilafah. The establishment of the Khilafah is the demand of the time. The world stands at a crossroad. The decline of today's Rome and Persia has begun, and it is the Khilafah Caliphate that will lead the world and liberate humanity from the American global colonialist order. The honor of establishing the Khilafah lies in your hands. Consider the decision of a few young warriors from among the Ansar of Medina when they granted Nusra military support to the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the establishment of the Islamic State, transforming Islam into the dominant force of the world for more than 1,000 years. The time has come to repeat that history. Will you respond to this da'wah? Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.